ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half. The Lady Bombers will be moving right to left for these last two quarters as they trail Jonesboro 22-19. Peyton Husky will throw the inbound pass on the near sideline. Throws it into Gilbert in the backcourt. We are back underway. Gilbert across the timeline. Jonesboro once again in a man-to-man defense. Gilbert drilling down towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Ariana Hardaway. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Hurricane. Dribbling to the elbow. Now going into the lane. Picks up a dribble. Throws it to Kiana Hardaway. Now she'll kick it back out to Ariana Hardaway. Now she drills into the lane, kicks up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going down into the paint, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman, and Mount Home comes up with the basketball. Mount Home with a chance to either cut it to one or tie this game up on this possession. Martin going down towards the lane, now tries to kick it out to Kay Gilbert. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Salary. She's quickly back the other way, dribbling down to the left corner. Now going down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Husky gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers once again. Husky throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to put up the three for the tie. No good. A long rebound chased down by Gilbert. Throws it to Foreman on the low block for the layup. No good. But draws contact and will head to the free throw line as we are 59 seconds into the second half. Kiana Hardaway picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Jonesboro. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time today. She has 4 points. First free throw up. No good. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot is up. She gets one of two. She now has five, and that cuts Jonesboro's lead down to two. 22-20 our score with 7:01 left of the third quarter. Mitchell walked the ball into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Drills toward the left elbow. Now goes down into the lane. Now dribbles back out to the right wing. Now throws over to Sonny Martin on the left side. She's going to take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is controlled. Well, now it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Jonesboro's basketball. Thought Husky had it for a moment, but Sonny Martin got her hand in there to tie it up. And so they will keep possession with 6:36 left of the third quarter. Lady Hurricane leading by two. Mitchell will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Salary on the left side. Now she drills up to the top. Throws over to Mitchell on the left. Mitchell takes the screen, drills down into the lane. Now kicks out to Salary in the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Gilbert. And back comes Mount Home with a chance to tie or take the lead back in this game. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles toward the left side. Now goes down towards the lane. Kicks out to Penn in the corner. Back out to Gilbert on the left wing. Throws up top to Husky. Back to Gilbert. Over 6 minutes left of this third quarter. Gilbert starts drilling toward the left side. Now throws up top to Martin. Emma Martin, that is. Now Emma Martin drills to the right side. Finds Gilbert in the corner. Takes the screen from Penn. Pulls up just inside the three-point line for the jumper. Good, and we're tied. Kate Gilbert with 4 points, and that's our second tie of the day. We're knotted up 22 with 5:43 left of the third quarter. Here is Ariana Hardaway throwing it down to Kiana Hardaway in the lane for the layup. Good, and Jonesboro's back on top. Kiana Hardaway with 4 points. Jonesboro leading 24-22 with less than 5.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Emma Martin into the front court, dribbling toward the right elbow. Now throws it down to Foreman on the low block, going up for the layup. I thought they're going to give her the basket. They're not. They're going to say it was on the floor before the shot, and it's going to be Mount Home inbounding it on the baseline with 5:20 left of the third quarter. Kiana Hardaway picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two against Jonesboro. Kyra Pence going to take a seat, being replaced by Addison Yates. Kiana Hardaway and Destiny Salary will check out as they're replaced by Destiny Thomas and Tamia Clark. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Ball is knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jonesboro, and it will be in Mountain Home inbounding it under the basket once again. This time, Kate Gilbert will head to the baseline to throw it in. Gilbert tries to throw it in to Foreman. The ball was knocked away by Anna Grace. Foreman is able to get it. Now throws it to Husky. Back to Foreman in the paint. Up top to Yates. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert has it up at the top. She'll dribble up over to the right side now. Now she throws up top to Husky. Husky will give it to Emma Martin on the right. Emma Martin drills down into the corner. Throws it to Foreman at the elbow. Now she's going down into the lane, going up full layup. Her basket counts, and she has fouled. Anna Grace Foreman will go to the line for the and-one situation with 4:51 left of the third quarter. The foul's on Destiny Thomas, her second personal foul, team foul number three against Jonesboro. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line to convert the three-point play. She does, and now Thomas back on top. Our fourth lead change of the day, 25-24, Lady Bombers up, 4:46 left of the third quarter. Back the other way, Ariana Hardaway puts up the three-pointer, will not go. Anna Grace Foreman gets the rebound, and back come the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin across the timeline for Mountain Home. That's very near the half-court stripe. Now Sonny Martin starts to come out a little bit to defend her. Drills over to the left side, throws up top to Yates. Down a low block to Foreman for another layup. Shot was blocked by Destiny Thomas. She comes up with the basketball, and back comes Jonesboro. 4:18 left of the third quarter. Here is Ariana Hardaway going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by Emma Martin. She comes up with the ball, and Mountain Home comes back the other way. Emma Martin across the timeline, drills to the right side. Gives it to Gilbert there on the wing. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the lane. Finds Yates on the low block going up for a layup. She's going to be fouled going up. And now Addison Yates is going to go to the free throw line with 4:03 left of the first half of the third quarter. Excuse me. I believe they got Destiny Thomas with that foul. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number four against Jonesboro. Before the free throws, a timeout is going to be called by the Lady Hurricane. We'll break with 4:03 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 25-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
So Jonesboro takes their second timeout of the night as they trail Mountain Home 4:03 with 4:03 left to play the third quarter. It ran out 25-24, but Addison Yates at the free throw line with a chance to increase that lead. So far, she's 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 2 points. First free throw for Yates is up, no good. So one more free throw coming up for Yates. And with a chance to increase Mountain Home's lead a little bit further. Second shot is up. She gets 1 of 2. She now has 3 points. 26-24, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Mitchell into the front court for the Lady Hurricane. Throws it over to Dooley on the left wing. Gives it up top to Sonny Martin. Now over on the right side, it goes to Chastity Jackson, who checked in for the first time during the timeout. Now Dooley has it on the right side. She's going down into the lane. Now kicks up top to Mitchell. Mitchell's going down into the lane, going up for the leaning jumper. No good. May have been partially blocked. Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Here is Emma Martin into the front court. She'll give it to Husky. He'll set the offense. Husky drills toward the left, right side. Throws it to Gilbert there on the wing. Now to Foreman near the top. Looking for Yates on the low block. And she gets it, but she's... Now she now she hits the floor, and it's going to be called for the travel. Dell Leonard wanting a trying to get the timeout call. Looks like they wouldn't grant to him, so Jonesboro's going to get back. That is Mount Home's seventh turnover of the day. Mitchell into the front court, 3:10 left of the third quarter. It is Jonesboro with a two-point lead. Mitchell has it between the circles, throws over to Sonny Martin on the right side. Now up top to Dooley, over to Mitchell on the left. I'm sorry, that's Clark with it on the left. Now up top to Jackson. Jackson will give it to Sonny Martin on the right. Now up top to Mitchell. Now Dooley has it between the circles, dribbles down toward the free throw line, kicks out to Mitchell on the left side. Now she's going to dribble down towards the corner and goes back out to the wing. Now dribbles down into the paint, kicks out to Clark on the right side. Clark's going to drill toward the elbow, throws over to Dooley. Dooley's going to dribble down to the lane, kicks out to Mitchell in the right corner. Her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Yates. Back on the Lady Bombers. 26-24, Mount Tom with the ball in the lead. 2:25 left of the third quarter. Emma Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles to the right elbow, finds Foreman just outside the lane. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now is going down into the lane. Going to try and give it to Yates. Ball, she mishandled the ball. And Jonesboro comes up with the steal. And Kayla Mitchell draws the contact as well. That is Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the day with 2:03 left of the third quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. And now Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:03 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 26-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home takes a timeout. I think Dell just wanted to make sure that his team didn't lose their composure. Right now, they do have the lead, 26-24 with 2:03 left to play in the third quarter. Sonny Martin inbounds it from the near sideline, gets into Ariana Hardaway. We're back underway. Ariana Hardaway has it at the top, dribbles to the left elbow, throws it to Clark, down to Jackson in the corner. Now Jackson dribbles down into the lane, going in for the layup. She draws contact and will head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Addison Yates with that foul. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two. Against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So with 1:51 left of the third quarter, it will be Chastity Jackson at the free throw line. She gets the first one. That's her first point of the day, and she has a chance to tie it back up now. Jackson, by the way, a 5'10 sophomore. Second shot is up and in and out. No good. Rebound comes to Yates, and Mount Home will keep the lead as they get the rebound. 26-25, Lady Bombers leading it with 1:44 left of the third quarter. Emma Martin across the timeline, throws to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right. Tries to throw it to Foreman, does get to Foreman. Now kicks out to Yates. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put up the three-pointer on the right. Good! Kate Gilbert with 7 points. 29-25, Mountain Home leading at 1:23 left in the third quarter. Here's Ariana Hardaway throwing it to Jackson in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Throws it up top to Sonny Martin. Now back over to Jackson. Down to Salary on the low block. Now she can get some distance and puts up the jumper. They're going to wave it off. And said she pushed off. That's an offensive foul on Destiny Salary. Her third personal foul. Team foul number five against Jonesboro. And their third turnover of the day. 1:09 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back leading by four. Kate Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Walks it into the front court. It's a full court man for Jonesboro once again. Gilbert across the timeline. Has it between the circles. Dribbles over to the right side. Throws it down to Foreman in the lane. Going up for the layup, and it goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with 8 points. I'm sorry, I believe actually with 10. And back comes Jonesboro going into the lane for the layup. It was Ariana Hardaway, and she gets it. That's her first 2 points of the day. 31-27, Mountain Home leading with 30 seconds left of the third quarter. Gilbert will take the inbound pass and walk the ball across the timeline. I don't know if Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the quarter. I think Dell Leonards is signaling for them to do just that. 19 seconds left. Gilbert dribbles on the left side. Down to 10 seconds. Gilbert has it near the half-court stripe now. Up at the top. Now takes a screen from Foreman, drills to the right, going down to the lane. Shot was blocked. Yates gets the ball. She goes back up with it. Off the glass and in the feature buzzer. And Mountain Home will take a 6-point lead into the final 8 minutes. Asson Yates now with 5 points. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score, Mountain Home leading Jonesboro 33-27. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.